You are with Reunification Radio on DPRK FM 99.9. This is DJ ROK Rock.
And I am DJ DMZ Dooms. Hey, you were just listening to General Kim Jong-il's song. I am DJ DMZ.
And I am DJ ROK Rock.
Okay, so DJ ROK Rock, what do you think about North Korea planning on shooting a missile to South Korea?
Personally, being a South Korean, I'm not really scared about it because they said that since like 1960s.
Oh, really? I also think that North Korea, they're kind of like a sibling to us because we are related. But Kim Jong-un, he's very immature.
Yeah, I definitely agree to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, DJ Rock, what are some things that North Korea said they would do, but then they actually didn't?
So to give a recent example, they said they were going to shoot a nuclear bomb to South Korea, but then I wonder what they're doing right now.
Oh my gosh, I personally really do think that Kim Jong-un's being very, very immature.
That's right, and I heard that they even had a festival because it was Kim Jong-il's birthday.
I can't understand that. That's like very, very not understandable for me.
So now we will go back to the 1960s and tell you guys how people prepared for a nuclear attack. What I know about this is that they were supposed to wear raincoats.
When they have a nuclear bomb, is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, this is a result from Russia. In Russia, people were supposed to wear raincoats when there was a nuclear attack. And what I think about this is that maybe they have some kind of raincoat that protects people from radiation.
Well, I wish that that could be possible today too. Raincoats for protecting from radiations, that's nice.
So, DJ Dims, do you know anything about this?
I do know that Korean students were supposed to go under the desk when there was a nuclear bomb, but obviously, where would they get these informations? Where? I wonder, DJ Rock.
Yeah, like, did they ever try it, I mean? Or did they just predict that desk will be very protectable?
I assume that they would have drills once in a while. Like, we have fire drills, they would have nuclear war drill.
So what does this mean, DJ Rock?
So it means that the two main things people were supposed to do in 1960s were to buy raincoats and hide under desks if there was a nuclear attack, which has never happened in Korea yet.
Okay, we will come back with the interview with a special guest after a song, I Will Punish You With My Life, dedicated to Kim Jong-un.
You are listening to Reunification Radio on DPRK FM 99.9. This is DJ ROK Rock.
And I am DJ DMZ.
Today, our special guest is DJ Dims. Can you do the drum rolls?
Sure.
Kim Jong-un!
Guys, let's be respectful.
Whoa, he just shot one of our audience.
Oh, well, anyways, we are here with Kim Jong-un. Hi, Kim Jong-un, how are you?
안녕하십니까?
What? Oh, we don't allow Korean. Can you speak in English?
Hello.
Well, okay, can you introduce yourself and talk about your family members?
I am the son of Korean military leader Kim Jong-il and grandson of Kim Il-sung. I am married to Lee Sol-ju. And I don't think I have child from what I know.
So I've heard that you secretly attended a university in Switzerland. Is that true?
Yeah.
I also heard that you were watching porn. during a lecture at school.
No.
Moving on, we will get some phone calls from BFS students. They are going to ask some questions and you have to reply to them.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yesterday I broke up with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Help me, Kim Jong-un.
Well, shoot him.
Thank you.
Okay, we have one more call from a BFS student.
Hello? I hate you. You know why? You're like so...
Sorry, we'll come back with the commercial.
Mayday! Mayday! Pew, pew, pew!
Bang! Sweetheart, what are you doing? Hey, honey, I told you not to play with those again.
Mommy, I want to go to the DMZ World.
At DMZ World, you can ride on elevator and have a chance to see North Korea. Not only this, but we also provide guns for kids to keep as a souvenir, experience and learn more about Korean War. Visit dmzworld.org for more information. You are listening to Reunification Radio on DPRK FM 99.9. This is DJ ROK Rock. Before we wrap up, did you know that Kim Jong-un was the sexiest man alive in 2012? Yeah, right. DJ DMZ will introduce our last song.
This is DJ DMZ Dims. We will end with my favorite North Korean pop. Until we meet again. Well, see you next time.
Oh,